5.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, we've got a big spike of COVID-19 cases in Douglas County and many other places as well. Wanted to bring County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer back on to Inside Douglas County. Dr. Bob, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I just got the new release from the Douglas County COVID-19 recovery update. Let's start there. It's not looking good at all.
Yes, this has been a terrible, terrible week. So no matter how you measure it, this has really been a tough week. Our previous one-day high was 41 cases. We had 71 cases on Saturday. Our previous two-week high was 344 cases. We've had 505 cases. Our previous high for hospitalizations was 21. We have 27 in the hospital today. And we had 3 deaths over the weekend. So by any measure, this is the worst of the times for Douglas County in this pandemic.
So you said 505 cases. Was that 1 week or two?
That's over 2 weeks. But, you know, we're going to be well over 600 cases, I think, as we look later in the week.
Wow. What do you do with these numbers?
Well, we're struggling. Again, these numbers are shocking because they're happening almost all in unvaccinated people. Well, I've seen a few breakthrough cases. Well over 80% of our cases are in people who are unvaccinated. And I think a few weeks ago when people let down on public health measures and the Delta variant arrived, this is what set up this terrible week.
So for these high numbers, I guess one of the things, first of all, is what's leading to these cases?
Well, it's mostly the Delta variant. So the Delta variant, which is the 617.2, which first started in India, has now made its way to Douglas County. We think in 5 separate introductions. We know of 3, one from Arkansas, one from Alaska, and one from California. And we think there's an additional one from Arizona and an additional one from Oklahoma. So as this virus gets into town, it really spreads quickly because it's much more contagious than the previous kinds. And the vaccine gives you a little less protection than it did before. And so this is affecting both mostly unvaccinated people, but some vaccinated people too, as well as recent studies have shown that with this Delta variant, you can carry a lot more vaccine in your nose and thus spread it to more people.
Now, have we seen any large outbreaks?
Well, we've seen several large-ish outbreaks, none enormous, but there are outbreaks at healthcare settings, outbreaks at the jail, outbreaks at many businesses, outbreaks at camps, outbreaks at churches. So it really is all over the place.
And what about the impact of hospitals with this many people hospitalized?
Well, the hospital is very full. So you remember Mercy's got 16 ICU beds, 9 have COVID patients. ECMO, which is this extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, really a last ditch effort when somebody's really got failing lungs. No beds left in all of Oregon, so one of the Douglas County patients needed to go up to Seattle to get ECMO. Hospitals in Oregon are really filling up, and some are starting now to cancel elective surgeries to make room for the people with COVID.
Now, what about the age range on these cases? Is it across the board, or are you seeing a shift?
Well, I think we're seeing more young people, and I think we're seeing more young people because fewer young people are vaccinated. I mean, but some of those young people are really quite sick. We have somebody who is in his 20s in the hospital on a lot of oxygen and may get much worse before they get better. Another one who's ventilated. So there's really a lot of disease out there, especially among the unvaccinated.
Now, I see the quarantine and the isolation numbers back up. In fact, a total of 900 people in the county in isolation or quarantine. Haven't seen a number like that in months.
Oh, yeah. So we were down to less than 60 cases we were following. Now we're following over 500. So it's really just it really is just hitting us like a hurricane.
So for Douglas Public Health, how are staff keeping up with all this?
Well, we never cut back our staff. Many other counties cut back their staff when cases got better. But we recognize that that was just a momentary clearing and that we could easily be back to a high number of cases. So we still have a good staff that's doing, but we're cutting back on some of the interviews. Previously, these interviews would take as much as an hour as we were trying to figure it out. We're now doing abbreviated interviews and abbreviated case contact tracing, but we're able to stay ahead, but that meant working all weekend. So I was on the phone all weekend calling people, trying to do case investigations myself.
Now, I note three deaths over the weekend. I'm not sure that's ever happened either.
And that's not happened either. So not only are we seeing more cases, we're seeing more hospitalizations and more deaths. But again, when we look at the hospitalizations, only one of those 27 were vaccinated.
Now,
and of the people in the ICU, none were vaccinated. And of our deaths, none were vaccinated. So again, the vaccine, while not perfect, really does seem to prevent against severe disease and death.
And I notice, if I'm looking here, this just came out a few minutes ago, so I've been kind of going over it before we went on. The deaths over the weekend looks like all older folks, correct?
Well, these were older folks. And again, as we get older, our ability to survive a time in the ICU, our ability to survive intubation goes down. And so we do expect most of our deaths in older people. But what you see then is that the younger people whose bodies are otherwise stronger can be hospitalized, but they can be hospitalized for a very long time.
Talk about the statewide picture right now. I mean, are we seeing a kind of a similar issue in some of the other counties in Oregon?
Yes, I think Jackson, Josephine County are having a very similar thing with lots of hospitalizations and lots of cases. So when I talked to my friends down at Providence last week, they said that they have a lot of people waiting in the emergency room for a place to go because they're so full with COVID.
And is this also, you mentioned those two counties. Are there counties in Oregon that are doing a lot better?
Yes. So the Portland area, which during most of this pandemic had far higher cases than Southern Oregon, now is considerably lower than Southern Oregon. And again, I think that's related to the fact that they have a very high vaccination rate.
So there is a correlation then with the vaccination rate and the sort of the percentage of cases in these various counties.
Yes. And that is, and when you look on the heat maps, which are these maps that show how many diseases are around, it's really quite clear that the areas that have high rates of vaccination have low rates of disease. So in the Portland area, there are places down at 14 or 12 cases per 100,000 per day. In Douglas County, we're at 36. And then if you look at the northeast counties, they really have a lot of disease.
And have you seen an uptick in people getting vaccinated at all in response to these numbers?
Well, we had a little uptick last week. We did a little bit better on our vaccination numbers last week than the 5 weeks previously, but the numbers are still very low. The number of new people getting vaccinated is only a few hundred a week. And remember, we're at about 56% of our people 16 and above having had one vaccine. We should be 75 and above. So we still have a long way to go.
And I know amongst the opportunities this week will be out at the Douglas County Fair, where people can get vaccinated while they're there.
Right. So people can get vaccinated at the fair. Our Tiger team is going to be there, and we'll do vaccines there. So we really want everybody who has an opportunity to get vaccinated to get vaccinated.
All right, going to take a break. More when we come back. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. We'll go in depth about the Delta variant, other related topics when we return. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson at 1. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Vandenhoeffer on today's Inside Douglas County as we see this big spike in cases locally. Also, as part of the COVID-19 recovery update today, more information about the Delta variant. I wanted to go there next and tell us more about this Delta variant.
Well, the Delta variant is a mutation of the original virus first seen in India back at the beginning of this year. It's a variant that's got a lot of different mutations, some of which increase its contagiousness. It tends to develop large viral loads earlier, seems to be somewhat resistant to the vaccine in that we've seen people who have been vaccinated get the disease and spread it. The symptoms are a little different, too, because early on, the symptoms for the ancestral strains of COVID usually started with fever, cough, and loss of sense of smell or taste. This one starts off with, in many cases, runny nose, sore throat, and a headache that people are thinking is allergies or something else when it turns out to be COVID. So it's a little harder to pick up. It is a little harder to detect early. So we've seen a lot of people go to work when sick, thinking, oh, it's just a sore throat, I can go to work. And then they've spread it to lots of other people.
Well, and we know from last winter that was an issue. And a lot of folks historically kind of work through being sick, especially if they're not in close proximity to a lot of other people. And it seemed like that was one of the things, one of the messages that kind of shifted a bit during this COVID-19 time was the idea of not going to work when you're sick. Don't just try to tough it out.
Right. So especially with widespread testing now, we're really recommending that if people are sick, they stay home, and they're sick the next day, get tested before they go back to work. The tests are very good. So if your test is negative, then it's pretty likely you do not have it. On the other hand, if the test is positive, you clearly do, and you certainly don't want to expose your coworkers.
Now, you mentioned that breakthrough cases are more common when folks encounter this Delta variant. Why is that?
Well, we think because the shape of the spike protein in the Delta variant is enough different from the ancestral forms that the vaccine was developed enough that those antibodies which attach to the spike protein don't attach as well as they did to the ancestral form. So the way they made the vaccine is they got the genetic code for the vaccine very early on. They made made an mRNA vaccine related to that original structure. This one differs in 17 different ways from the original one, so it's not exactly the same. So if you think of a key and a lock, this one is a little bit different. And so it doesn't work quite as well as it did before. Now, it still works well. Still, the overwhelming majority of people we're seeing are unvaccinated, and the vaccinated people who are sick are much less sick. But it's working less well because the spike protein has now changed over these various iterations into a slightly different spike protein.
One of the questions I got over the weekend was, okay, I'm vaccinated, but knowing this information about the variant, how do you avoid this?
Well, I think you do back what we did last year before we had the vaccine, which is you avoid gatherings, wear a mask, and stay home when you're sick. So not very different from what we suggested before.
And when you mentioned masks, I wanted to ask about those because as mask use is obviously going back up, that's pretty obvious just looking around Roseburg. The other question that came up over the weekend was what kinds of masks are more effective and are there some that are even better at preventing the variant?
So the very best mask is the one that you wear, right? So a mask hanging around your neck or a mask sitting in the drawer doesn't help you at all. So the best mask that you can wear is the best mask for you. Turns out that as masks get higher and higher quality, going from cloth masks to surgical masks to N95s, they get increasingly uncomfortable to wear. So if you can wear an N95 mask or a KN95 mask, that's what we would recommend. If you can't quite do that, then to use a surgical mask. And if you can't quite do that, then to do a cloth mask.
And are we helped by the fact that it's summer and so many things are outdoors right now?
You would think that we would not have such a big spike in the summertime. And certainly being outdoors really helps. But obviously, we're not getting much help from that now because we have such a high rate of disease. And that our concern is that when the weather cools in the fall and people go back in just normally, is go back to school, that we could see a continued rise in the number of cases.
Now, we've been hearing about the potential from some of the vaccine folks to have booster shots. What are you hearing on that?
Yeah, so booster shots is one of the highest areas of interest over this last week. Some other countries, such as Israel, have started to do booster shots. We know that booster shots really can bring up your antibody levels, especially after the J&J vaccine. So we're really, really just waiting for guidance on that. This is not something I think we should freelance, but I really, really wish that the FDA and the CDC would come out with some guidance for us.
So is a booster shot just another shot of the same shot that you got earlier, or is it different?
So it's pretty much a shot of one of the vaccines that's out there. I think with the J&J, they're recommending a booster with the Moderna or the Pfizer. I think with the Moderna and Pfizer, the booster would also be with the Moderna or the Pfizer. But again, we really need to get some guidance from the feds about what to do.
Now, obviously, the increase in cases has the potential to really impact a lot of sectors of the economy and about life. School guidance came out last week. What can you tell us about what you saw there, especially in regards to wearing masks?
Well, school guidance is changing quickly. The latest was that the recommendation that we have in-person school should be great, and that kids go to school the full year, which would be great, and that kids at school should wear masks. I think that that is all good advice. Whether masks are recommended or a mandate is really a political issue. I would certainly recommend that kids at school wear masks.
Now, could this Delta variant, could that be an impact for high school and college sports as we get into fall, whether you can have sports or have games with fans?
Right. So I think that's clearly going to be an issue. I mean, we went through last sports season really having not a very good sports season. So the hope was this year we could do it. We certainly know that vaccination works, but it's not perfect. We saw from the NBA that did both vaccination and testing that they had no cases. Baseball, which has done vaccination, a little less testing, and less public health measures, had a moderate number of cases. I think the NBA model is a pretty good one for how to have a really good season, and they had a great season this year, and in the time of lots of COVID.
Well, a lot of things to consider. About a minute left. I wanted to go back to kind of where we began, looking at these local cases. So if you look at the previous week, Sunday to Saturday, do you have the number in front of you in terms of how many cases Douglas County had in 1 week?
I do. So if you look at, you know, it really, our big increase really started very recently. So if you look, for example, on Sunday the 18th, we only had 7 cases, Monday 7 cases, Tuesday 9 cases, and that really started coming up. On Friday, 34 cases. So if you go between Friday to Thursday, or let's say Sunday to Sunday, 351 cases in 1 week. That is a stunning number of cases. And so we really, really need to be careful. Over the weekend, weekends are usually considerably quieter than otherwise, but this weekend, they just came one case after another.
Yeah, 67 cases on Saturday with 4 presumptive. That one I was just honestly shocked to see.
Yeah, we're averaging over 42 cases a day. Our previous high for any day was 41, so this is really worrisome. And what's really worrisome is the severity of the cases. The number of hospitalizations, especially ICU stays, is very worrisome.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer going in-depth with the COVID-19 situation. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on.
Well, thank you for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.